Priya Krishna is a young star of a food writer, and Ritu Krishna runs software development teams, is a terrific home cook, a self-taught sommelier, founded a South Asian film festival, and, oh yeah, she's Priya's mom. They wrote the book together to collect Ritu's recipes and tell the story of their family. And so, when we heard Ritu was in town visiting from Texas, we knew we'd have to get the two of them together in the kitchen.
All right, so we, I'm not doing anything, I'm just standing here. You guys are gonna make dahi toast.
Mm-hmm.
Priya, what's dahi toast?
Dahi toast is basically a griddled sandwich with a filling of yogurt spiced with onions and cilantro and jalapenos that's topped with tempered curry leaves and mustard seeds. And it is one of my all-time favorite foods.
Oh, cool.
It's basically like an Indian grilled cheese sandwich, and it's so much better. And you have it with, I have it with ketchup, which is how I have my grilled cheese sandwiches. I realize not everyone has grilled cheese sandwiches with ketchup. But
oh, we have to make chutney too.
I mean, if you want, but you know.
But I'm good with the Heinz chutney.
I'm good chutney. With ketchup. Yeah, Heinz chutney.
Okay, so Ritu, we have in this bowl some beautiful plain whole milk yogurt.
Yep.
Right.
You just added some salt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then red onions.
Mm-hmm.
You can use yellow onions as well, but the red ones are my favorite.
Why is that?
They're just sweeter and they just taste better. They're not so pungent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And cilantro, chopped cilantro, and chopped green chilies.
Okay.
And you can adjust the green chilies based on your tolerance for green chilies.
But, you know, I always say, I feel like our spice tolerance is more than we think it is. Like, you can definitely handle one green chili. Do at least that much.
And it's
throwing down the gauntlet. You're just challenging people now.
Getting a little piece of green chili in between when you're, you know, taking mm-hmm. a bite
is nice.
It's so
it's
nice.
It's great.
Yeah, it's a very
That is a great part of dahi toast, is because you're getting all these like sort of warm, rich flavors, and then having like a like fresh, spicy note to cut through that is fantastic.
You were right. Yeah. A little bit more. Yogurt.
I was right.
Good.
But this is like a lot of onion and cilantro in the bowl with the yogurt. It's not like a lightly seasoned.
No, like it's very aggressively seasoned.
Yeah, it's almost like. Like an egg salad, only with onions.
Yeah,
it
kind of looks like that.
It sort of looks like the consistency of egg salad at this point.
Can you taste it to make sure the salt is good?
Yeah.
And do you have a fresh pepper grinder?
Right here. My understanding of this dish is it's something that, you know, Indian parents will make when they don't have all that much in the fridge, you know, when they don't feel like putting together a sabzi and a dal, something they can... Mom, you're... Sorry. Sorry. You can do it again. you know, something that parents can just throw together. So, Mom, you're cracking the pepper. It just has to.
Instinct takes over sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. I will just keep my hands to myself.
I don't know. It's just a dish.
I mean, the inspiration for this exact dish came from a friend who made it for my husband and I. And since then, I started making it because my husband loved it. Mm-hmm. And then when the kids came around, I would make it every so often. And they started liking it.
So,
and it just kind of
it is just
went
so
from
good.
There.
I can't wait for you all to eat this. Like, it is just like the oily bread crunch of the toast and like the brightness and the herbiness of this yogurt situation. And then like the tempered curry leaves on top for crunch. It's just, it's so good. It's sort of like a really nice marriage. No, Mom.
Let me finish this. Then you can talk.
You're like really over pep. This is heavy pepper.
No, that's it.
Now
I'm just prepping the curry leaves, taking out any of the dried ones, bad ones. And then we'll make the chowk. And then our two key ingredients will be ready, and then it's just a matter of assembly.
Oh, Mom, I got a little chonk pot.
Oh.
Look, isn't this nice?
This is very nice.
I got this Turkish coffee warmer from Amazon. My friend Reem, who runs the restaurant in San Francisco, she recommended it because she uses it to like heat up leftovers and sauces and to make coffee. But I was like, actually, this is perfect for chonk. And it has a little spout.
So for people who don't know, what's chonk?
Chonk is a seasoning. You put it on top for that additional layer of spices you know, oil, texture. All of the extra oomph that it adds to the dish.
Mm-hmm. But it's basically...
And there are a lot of different versions of it.
Yeah, but the basic principle is you're taking a fat, like oil or ghee, and toasting spices in it. And the spices infuse the ghee or the oil with flavor. The spices become more crunchy. They release their essential oils. They become more flavorful. It's just sort of adding like that... Like, I feel like what makes Indian food amazing is got all these layers of complexity, and chonk is sort of that final layer of richness and interest in a dish.
Yeah, yeah.
The only thing is, Priya, this is a little deep. Do you have something a little shallower?
No, this works. I got this is exactly, I got this for chonk.
No, I know that, but...
it works. I've done curry leaves in this, and it works fine.
Okay, we'll give it a shot.
She has like a shallow butter warmer. That's what she uses. But
yeah, mine is much shallower.
I liked this because it was kind of multi-purpose.
I mean, what I like about it is that it's much safer for you.
As you'll see, this particular chonk really splatters. Like in the book, I kind of like give people a heads up. You know, you take it off the heat and then you add the curry leaves because they immediately start like popping like fireworks. Mm. I mean, you're basically like deep frying the curry leaves.
For people who haven't had curry leaves, how would you describe the flavor?
It's really, it's like grassy and herbaceous, but in a good way. Like, you know how like, if you were to eat grass, there's like this very unpleasant vegetal flavor. This doesn't have any of that like vegetal flavor, but it still has that really pleasant earthiness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like smelling it now, like rubbing it between my fingers, it's almost like toasted peanuts. A little bit like oniony or garlicky.
Yeah, toasted peanuts is good. Even like the mustard seeds, they emit this very strong peanutty fragrance. Mm. I like to point out that when I moved to New York, my mom made me Tupperware containers with the names of the spices written in Hindi and English and filled them up. And I just refilled these same containers.
So you have your little pot, your oil is like smoking hot.
Yeah, and it sputters. It's like popping popcorn.
I just put in the mustard seeds, and now I'm adding.
It really, this is.
It really does pop.
Yeah, yeah. Really. But and then it immediately crisps up.
So this is ready, and you can smell. That's the best like part.
Freshly buttered popcorn. Yeah.
This is a beautiful chonk.
Good job. Good job, Mama.
Okay, now.
Here, why don't you stuff the sandwiches? I'll get the pan out.
And now we're basically just making like a grilled cheese, right?
Yeah.
Correct. I bought the sourdough bread from Whole Foods, but you can buy a regular sandwich sourdough bread as well.
But sourdough is
one
key.
One of the variations that is mine that I love how it tastes with sourdough bread. You can make it with regular white bread. I've even tried making it with whole wheat bread. Mm-hmm. And my husband basically said, don't do it again. Doesn't taste as good.
Sourdough bread, just the tang of it just marries really nicely when you're putting the chonk over the top. And you just need kind of that lighter note.
Yeah. And you just start layering the yogurt, onion, cilantro, green chili mix onto it. Make sure that all the edges are nicely covered.
She's very particular about that.
And the layer is not too thick or too thin. Because if it's too thick, it starts oozing out like a little bit is okay, but not too much.
Here,
and we need to make sure that it's warm, the pan.
Oh, should I warm it now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And we can probably fit two.
Probably two, yeah. I think
so
two
I'll
is
do
right.
One more.
Okay, I'll just put this on medium heat for now. Usually, for all of these interviews, I have to make the food. And it's really intimidating making my mom's food because I know that this will be going on the internet and my mom will be watching it and giving feedback. But this is amazing. I just get to watch my mom.
It's getting much better. Priya, remember the days when you were recipe testing at home? I'd come home and there would be
it would
a
smell
few
like
disasters.
Smoke. In the, yeah. And my dad would have the steel wool and he'd be scrubbing a pot.
And he'd have this expression, Priya did it again. You can hear a little bit of the sizzle.
Yeah, see, they're definitely, this is hot enough. All right.
Here we go.
Here. And what is really amazing is that I feel like the idea of putting yogurt in a sandwich seems really weird and counterintuitive, but the yogurt, it sort of gets a bit thicker.
Because it gets absorbed, the liquid gets absorbed by the bread.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's almost like having like a tangy ricotta.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah,
really. It just gets, like, it just thickens and dries a little bit, and then sort of gets infused with the flavor of the onions and the chilies and cilantro. It just all works.
Let's see how it's doing. Oh, perfect. Now, see that crispy?
Yeah, no, that's good. If my dad were here, he'd want it, like, almost burnt. That's sort of his style.
Mm-hmm.
But we like it on the more golden side.
It's a little more oil in the pan after you flip the...
Right, to make sure that the other side has...
Well, you're putting on the chunk now?
Yeah, because the other side will get done, and that's it. That's how I
usually put the chunk when I transfer it to the plate.
Oh, this is how I do it.
Nice drizzle of the chunk.
Yeah,
oh,
it looks
so good.
Yeah, it looks so pretty.
You can really see the curry leaves.
Yeah, they
crisp
get
up.
So nice and translucent when you... Yeah.
And I generally drizzle oil on the edges because they tend to be the drier. Than rest of the toast, so it just helps make it a little bit more moist and tasty.
You are a very detail-oriented cook. I really appreciate that.
She definitely is, and I am not at all.
And then you take it out. I like to keep it such that it's not fully on a surface so that it doesn't get soggy.
The detail.
Oh, see, like that is
cooling
something
rack.
Never.
Oh
yeah.
My!
Yeah.
This is a very chefy move.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, cooling.
We have a cooling rack. Do you want a cooling rack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then it won't be soggy when I cut it.
There you go.
There, perfect. So let me cut it so you can taste it.
It's super pretty.
Oh, let me get the ketchup out.
Yeah.
It's super beautiful. And here we go.
All right. Do you want
to
go first?
Yes.
No, you go first. You got to tell me if this is proper.
I mean, my mom's really the one who will say it's proper. And you can try it with or without ketchup, but I just don't think it's dahi toast without ketchup. This is my dad in my opinion. My mom and my sister are team chutney.
We like green chutney.
Mmm.
That's so good.
Wait. Francis, just a minute. I'm going to take a picture of her eating. And send it to her dad.
I'm going to try a bite without the ketchup first. I'm sorry, just because I want to see.
Sure.
Mm. Oh.
See, when I say oily bread crunch, I don't really know how to describe it, but...
That's delicious. At first I thought, oh, yogurt's gonna be really liquidy.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it totally sort of thickens up and it soaks into the bread.
With ketchup, it comes alive.
Oh, man. Ketchup is a move.
Right?
Ketchup is definitely the move.
Sweet, tangy, like, it's just...
Ooh!
Yeah.
Got a little bit of that chili.
Yeah. Put more ketchup, Priya.
Even better is when you mix ketchup with cilantro chutney, but ketchup by itself, I think, is just amazing.
Love it. Thank you for having us here. Mm. Thank you for being so perfectly mother and daughter. I cannot believe it.
We don't have to work at it. This is what we do.
Priya and Ritu Krishna are the authors of Indianish, Recipes and Antics from a Modern American Family. You can find that recipe for dahi toast at splendidtable.org.